Welcome, everybody. Shia number 963. We're learning today Le'ile Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rebaron Zisa, Le'ile Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and Le'refua Shalema Baruch Menachem Ben Fega Reza. Shtakav Refua Shalema B'sach Shachar Le'Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Memachek and Memareach. Okay, so we ended off last year. Basically, we were talking about the thin, liquid, flowing type of substances, which we said in general was okay. Putting aside the halachas of refuah, but in general, just to read real quickly from the Sefer Lamites Malachas, he says that Lamaisa, just to end off at that inyan, sort of, for example, he says liquid hand lotions that are loose and pourable are not, are not included in the restrictions of Memareach. Smearing the lotion does not resemble Memareach at all. So he says like this, so it's therefore it would be allowed, it would be permitted to rub thin hand lotions into one's skin to moisturize the skin and prevent chapping. Because again, once it's chapped, it could be running into a problem of refuah sometimes. We'll have to talk about that separately. If somebody has a shayla, of course, they should ask and find out in those instances. But just simply, they want to keep their hands moisturized so to prevent chapping and so on. And it flows, it's thin. That would be fine. However, he goes further to say, however thick, the thick lotions that pour very slowly, right? We have, as we know, with these hand lotions, you have various different type of consistencies. So the ones that are, they pour very slowly, then, and they tend, so he says the problem is they tend to remain smeared film on the skin for a time, and that should be avoided. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but there's a distinction between the ones, the thin hand lotion that just flows like oil, if you want to call it, and the one, or like, I don't want to say like water, it's not that thin, but it flows, and the ones that go very slowly, that come out very slowly, those are already more problematic because they tend to remain, they keep a film on the skin, and that's very similar to Memareach. Okay, so again, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but he says the point I want to bring out, the first instance which we see whereby it's similar in reference to the liquid soaps, which obviously we want to get into, it applies to many, many people, almost everybody. He says like this, that Lamaisa, in reference to the liquid soaps, you have various different types. You have the thick one, very thick one, then you have a thinner one. So in general, this is one of the reasons why the very thick liquid soap, sometimes if you pour the bottle, you see, let's say during the week, let's say a person pours the bottle, you see it flows out very, very slowly. So those are taka running into a bigger problem than the ones that flow, you know, very, very quickly. The ones that flow right out, almost like water or like oil or something along those lines. But the ones that flow, the liquid soaps that flow very slowly is a little problematic running into this issue. So Lamaisa, what should one do? According to this view, he brings down Lamaisa that one may one has to be careful before Shabbos to dilute the heavy liquid soaps. If it's a heavy liquid type of a soap, the ones that flow very slowly out of the bottle, so then even though when you press it down it comes right out, but when you turn the bottle it flows very slowly, so then it should be diluted before, it should be diluted into a thinner soap before Shabbos. So I know by myself what we do. I mean, many people do this. You have, first of all, they have some places they sell the what's called Shabbos soaps. So the Shabbos soaps, quote unquote, is a much thinner type of a soap. But what some people do, they'll just even before Shabbos, you take another bottle or the same bottle, whatever, and you just put in some water and make it, you make it much thinner. So this is one of the reasons. Now we'll see there's other reasons also which we want to get into. But one of the problems with the very heavy liquid soaps is the thickness of it, whereby you just thin it out and you dilute it. Okay. Okay, so now interesting, let's say somebody forgot to prepare it before Shabbos. Let's say they want to to loosen up this liquid soap, and they only have the thick liquid soap that flows very slowly. or possibly somebody's at somebody else's house on Shabbos, right? And the person just has the thick liquid soap. What do you do? How do you work the situation? So it's interesting to note the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos brings down from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos. I remember one I once saw it in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos also that Lemaisa, the liquid soap may be diluted with water on Shabbos if it was not prepared before, because you just to dilute it. In other words, let's say you have some liquid soap in a bottle and the thick one, so just to put water into there, that is not a problem. There's no problems of lush kneading on that. It's just you're loosening up the consistency of the texture of the thick liquid soap. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, that if that the liquid soap may be diluted on Shabbos if one forgot to prepare it before Shabbos. Another interesting Eitzah Tova that he brings down, that is, does it say for Lamed Tes Melachos? It could be found on page 916. Interesting that one may pour some undiluted soap. Let's say they have this thick soap, right? Let's say they're in a place, again, in shul by somebody else. I've seen it in different places, and they have that bottle. So you have that thick soap. So what you could do is you could pour some soap. So he says, put some undiluted soap, some of the thick soap, into one's hands or in the skin or whatever it is, and then rinse under the faucet before rubbing it in. Now, the problem is, again, memachek, memarech, the question is smoothening out, rubbing. That's where we come into the problem. It's the rubbing action, the rubbing motion. But if you just, you know, squeeze it out of the thing, out of the pump over there onto one's hands, that's not the issue. Then before you rub it in, so then he brings down Lemaisa to put it under the faucet, and then you automatically the water will be going onto the soap and it'll be thinning out the soap in one's hands. Just to finish off, he brings Lemaisa how he says it. After the rinsing begins, right? You pump the soap into the hands and you start rinsing. After the rinsing begins, the liquid soap on the skin becomes quickly diluted of its own accord, and it's then permitted to be rubbed and used, because then once you put the water or you put your hands under the faucet with the clump of soap or whatever it is, so then it becomes that liquidy, very, very free-flowing type of soap, and that is no problem. Now, of course, we want to keep in mind that we're talking about a question of liquid soap, a little thicker, a little thinner. When it comes to the bars of soap, we said that, of course, is usa to use. One is not allowed to use that at all. It's actually muksa, whatever the case is, but that one should not be working with at all, any bars of soap, the hard bars of soap. But this is only a question of the liquid soaps, a little thicker, a little thinner. Okay, so we'll stop here. Just to sum up real quickly, what do we have? Bottom line is, in reference when it comes to soaps, to liquid soaps, if one has a thick liquid soap, they should just try and thin it out before Shabbos in case they didn't have a chance to. So we said it could be done even on Shabbos itself. Number one. Number two, in case not, even just to pump it into one's hands and then put it under the running water and to thin it out like that, that would also be fine. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha, bracha, kol tov.